Krista, who do you have a question from?
Thomas in Florida says, if I wish to purchase a home for $300,000 and I have $100K, is it better to A, borrow $200K and add it to my $100K, or B, borrow the full $300,000 and use the $100K as a large down payment?
I really love for you to have as large a down payment as works for you, and then use it as a way to take out a shorter mortgage if you can afford it. I am obsessed with the 15-year mortgages. As both Krista and Joel have heard from me forever, because the 15-year loan, which is much more along the lines of what people have done around the world, except here in the United States, the 15-year mortgage gets you building equity right away, where with a 30-year loan, you build no meaningful equity for a long, long time. You pay a higher interest rate on a 30-year than a 15. Lenders know that you're a much less risky borrower in a 15 because people take out a 15 virtually never, ever default. And that's one of the reasons lenders will give you, shave the rate just even a little more on a 15-year loan than a 30. And so if you put down a very, very large down payment, it means that your remaining balance is in the range where you could take that shorter loan, build that equity, and even if you don't stay in that property 15 years, you will have built up a substantial amount of additional equity and your pay down of principal over time. So I love for you to do a large down payment. It means that you instantly are very secure in that property versus somebody who puts down little or no down payment. If something happens in their lives and they need to bolt from that property, they may be upside down, owing more on it than what they'll get for it after real estate commissions. So I am a big advocate for large down payments, and I would go for it.